prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom. It is Friday, March 15th, 2024. It is Friday. Butch is my co-host today. We've got two more weeks of this.
Yes,
how about that?
I know. And I'm going to miss doing it with you. I'll tell you right now in front of the whole country, I'm going to miss doing the show with you.
I know, you and me both. I'm going to miss you, too. I'm going to miss the listeners. I'm going to miss Cousin Todd. I'm going to miss all of you. But just so in case we have any new listeners popping in today, we've got March 29th, I believe, is the last program. I shouldn't say the last program because we're going to – at 4 o'clock, the 4 o'clock Eastern time. Financial Survival will no longer air at 4 o'clock. So you'll have to, we'll make announcements when, you know, it'll be, make sure you get to the website, dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for the weekly newsletter because you'll get all kinds of information about the new broadcasting that will be found online and the website and many other places. I'm not sure exactly where yet, but so we're going to continue. It's just not the 4 o'clock Eastern time. So, okay. So we've been here for a long time. As I said the other day, the first time was, I think we started, well, I know Jim Cederstrom did a lot of shortwave prior to Discount Gold and Silver, and then he started 1995, I believe, and I took over in 2004. I did a couple of programs prior to 2004, but you know what, Butch? I had a lot of help. I had a lot of help from folks like you, Bob Chapman, Alfred Adess, Dave Allen, but I had a lot of help from my customers too. It was Tim who recommended that I interview Bob Chapman and look at that relationship that was built. Ivan suggested that he called Greg Hunter, and Greg Hunter called me, and now we have the relationship with Greg Hunter. So, and Ivan, we haven't heard from him for a long time, and but he was a regular caller in, always with great information with his, you know, from his history and migrating to his father and his family. So, you know, we have many, and that's just a few. I mean, there's many, 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 many more And so thank you to everyone.
Well, I had a caller call the office here yesterday and said he heard the first time that Jim coaxed you on the microphone to say something.
Yes.
He remembered that. Yes, he did.
Yes, yes. Yep. That's true.
You're going to be missed. You're going to be missed. I mean, really you are.
That's
true. And people aren't going to jump in line and say anything. They don't do that, but you're going to be missed.
I mean,
I guarantee it. You've been on radio so long. People are used to hearing Melody's voice there. And whether they omit it or not, they're going to miss the fact that you're there. And I know this sounds silly, but I think a lot of people confirm what I'm saying. Sometimes maybe we're like a security blanket people. We've been there a long time, and they know they can count on us to do something and say something. So when we go, they're missed. I can name other people that passed on before us, and they were missed because they've been there so long. Now, I'm not saying the whole country missed them because most of them don't know who we are. But the ones that listen to us are going to miss us because they're used to the information, the camaraderie, whatever it is that they hung on to because it was security to them. They knew that we were there, you were there, and you made a difference in some people's lives, and that's going to be missed.
Yeah. Well, I know I'm going to miss them, so yeah. But so let's go ahead and get to the market report. How about that?
Sounds good to me.
You know, I saw somebody sent me, she sends a lot of things, Lily, and I love this statement. It's easier to fool people than to convince them that they have been fooled. And isn't that the
truth?
Very
true. Very true.
And, you know, I can think of a big name right now, but I'm not going to say the big name right now. And I think that's a lot of it. And just like I had a customer call me one time, but she says, I never thought I could be conned. He says, but I fell into the sales pitch. And I learned I was conned later on. And that's what
happens.
It happens
all of us once in a while. It happens all of us.
Not me. Rarely.
No, of course not. Well, no. Rarely, but still happens, you know.
I question everything, everyone. I am such the skeptic. If it's too good to be true, it probably is. And probably because I lived with a real good salesman. Jim he was a great salesperson. So I probably gave me a little more insight to when people are pitching stuff and, you know, how true it is and why. So, but anyway, let's go ahead and get to gold. Let's change this topic here. Gold today, a little bit of a pullback. It was up most of the day, but down $7 at 2,160. Silver was up, though, 34 cents off the high of the day, $25. It just went to $25.40. Platinum was up 1%. $9 at $945. Palladium was up 1% at $1,090. And this is the first weekly loss for gold in four. So gold has been doing pretty well. I don't know if it has anything to do with this semi-quasi thing from Hamas saying they're ready to discuss things and, you know, they're willing to give up the women and the children for, what, 1,000 prisoners, Palestinian prisoners. Most of them are murderers. Yeah, I don't think that's going to go over too well, but who knows? You know, those people are important, so I don't know. But the U.S. markets today, the Dow was down 190 points, 38,714. The S&P was down 33 at 5,117. The NASDAQ was down 1% at 155, 15,973. Asian markets were all negative, but, you know, not too bad. Shanghai was higher, 0.5%. European markets, France was higher by 2 points, almost 3. 10-year yield, wild boy, did that pop, 4.308. That must have popped like that yesterday. And crude oil today was down 28 cents at 80.98. Natural gas was still down another almost 3.5%. 1.678. It's going to be free soon. 1.678. So I didn't think this is a real big surprise, but Mike Pence is not going to endorse Trump for president. And you know what? I'd have to say, whether you vote for Trump, whether you don't, whether you like him or whether you don't. And I was never a really big fan of Mike Pence. But you know what? There's something to be said for someone who stands up for what they see and what they believe. You know, some of these other senators and congressmen who got ripped over the coals by President Trump at various times, then they turn around and just kiss his ring. It just baffles me. Their wives were made fun of. Their fathers were made fun of. Their children were made fun of. And yet they turn around and kiss his ring, and it's another day in D.C. And Mike Pence kind of did the same thing, but, you know, whether you agree with what he did or didn't do or wish he'd done more and he didn't do, who knows? But at least he's standing up and saying no. So anyway. So it's easier to be fooled. It's easier to fool people than to convince them that they've been fooled. Butch.
And that's absolutely the truth. And you know, that's human nature.
It's human nature.
You know, I mean, it's hard to say I'm sorry a lot of times for people. And it's even harder to admit that I was wrong. You know, it really is. And I know that. Again, that's human nature. It's nothing, not making fun of people. It's just the way it is. People have a hard time admitting that they were wrong. And something especially they believed in for years. You know, I don't care what it is, whether it's a religious aspect or a financial aspect, it's hard to admit I've been wrong. So, and there's nothing to be ashamed of, folks, for saying you're wrong. There's no sin in repenting and saying, I'm wrong, I'm sorry, I just never thought that. But there's nothing wrong with that. That really shows the character of an individual. If they've been wrong and admit it, that shows that they're at least willing to be an honest individual. And to me, that stands for a lot.
But you know what? It's not even saying that they've been wrong when you do that. It's saying that you've been fooled.
Well, yeah.
And
yeah.
That's a whole lot different than just being wrong. I mean, that's – and you're right. You're absolutely correct. It really – it's difficult, you know, because being, I mean, yeah, we're all wrong in things, but when you're fooled, it means you're gullible, you're naive, there's a whole bunch of other things that fall into that category that really makes it a little, you know, to where you just keep maybe believing. I don't know. But anyway, what's
well,
next?
The biggest thing is we've been taught wrong for so many years, Melody. We've
yes.
been taught wrong. I mean, no one taught me in when I was in school that we had fiat currency called took the silver out of it in 64. No one taught me that. Probably they didn't know themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying about being wrong. Not necessarily that we're wrong thinkers. We're just taught wrong. That's usually the way it goes.
Mm-hmm. It does.
So remember the day I did a quick figure in my head about article by Michael Snyder, 107 million Americans out of work right now. Remember that I did that little figure about 330 million people in the United States and broke mm-hmm. it down by how many be working out of this number. Well, I went online because I wanted to know. I looked it up myself. There are actually 332 million people in the country, 32 million point something. So we'll say 332 million people in the United States. Out of those that they know of are 12 million illegals. That's what they admit to. So at least 320 million. Out of those 320 million, how many people are under 18? 73 million under 18. So they're not really adults looking for full-time jobs normally. So at least 247 million left. Out of that 247 million, over 50 million are retired. That brings down 197 million left work eligible. Now, these are the figures offline, not me. 107 million are unemployed, according to the article and CBS News. That leaves less than 100 million workers. Now, that's got to be somewhere close to what's going on. But let's say it's off 40, 50 million. That's not many people working, Mel, to have 300 some million people, is it?
No. Agreed.
I mean, that's something we don't think about. But we also, as you mentioned the other week, Medicare and Social Security, $174 trillion in debt. Well, that can never be repaid. So where's the money coming from that they're sending people now, like myself, that retired? Obviously, it's coming out of thin air. It's not really there. And the ones that are working are still paying into this scheme, this Ponzi scheme, are sort of supporting those of us who retire by now, as I did before I retired. So it's a Ponzi scheme that's falling apart. So these are things people need to think about in the future. Eventually and inevitably, this is going to fall apart at the seams. What are you going to have left? What are you going to have left? You tell me. But anyway, anything I want to add to that, Melody?
No, sir.
McDonald's price. Now, this is, I'm saying McDonald's. McDonald's prices are up, so lower-income consumers are eating at home. Well, that's a novel idea. It's eating at home for a change. Well, I grew up, eating out was a rarity. It truly was. A very rare thing. And I had a call yesterday from a gentleman in, I forget where he's from, but he had a friend, they lived in Colorado. He's in Colorado. And a friend of his went up into the mountain somewhere. I think it said Bear Tooth or something like that, mountain somewhere. They went up and had a little summer home, a little vacation home. Went up there, and he's going up, driving up to there, and he thought, well, I'm just going to stop and get a bite to eat before I'm going up to the cabin. He pulled a McDonald's and ordered a Big Mac meal, $18.70 what it cost him. He pulled up to the window and said, there must be a mistake. This probably ate something. And the clerk said, no, it's $18.76 for a Big Mac meal, Melody. He thought it was a mistake. It was $18.76 or something along those lines, over $18 for a Big Mac meal. And he actually pulled up to the window and said, this has got to be wrong. So that's why people are no longer able to afford to eat at McDonald's. Some lower-income Americans are rejecting McDonald's and opting to cook at home instead. The fast food chain's chief financial advisor said at an investor conference on Wednesday. The challenging consumer environment, said Ian Borden, McDonald's CFO, noting that many consumers are trying to manage inflation, higher interest rates, and dwindling savings. Inflation sting has pushed Americans to cut back on small luxuries. That includes their spending on food at restaurants such as McDonald's, fast food restaurants that historically prize value and affordability as core business values. During dining out, it's become more of a luxury. According to February inflation data in the Consumer Price Index, food at home prices grew 1% year over year, while restaurant prices rose 4.5% over the last year. So eating at home has become more of a habit. And again, there weren't any fast food restaurants when I was growing up anywhere near where I lived. There were restaurants. Eating out for us, Melody, was maybe a twice a year thing. We didn't do it. Mom and Dad put food on the table. We couldn't afford to eat it like that. Even back then, was food cheaper at a restaurant. Some people we ate at home. And I do believe we eat much healthier because we eat at home, if you know what I'm saying.
You do. You do. Absolutely.
So, I mean, we see this happening. But when the guy told me about his friend yesterday, the friend got a little bit upset. He couldn't believe it. So I don't know if he's going back to McDonald's again or not. But almost $19 for a Big Mac meal, hamburger, French fries, and a drink. That is out of sight for a hamburger. American debt stings like never before in new era for households. After years of managing household budgets through the stress of the worst inflation generation, U.S. families are increasingly pressured by a different kind of financial squeeze, the cost of carrying debt. Now, that's something we don't think about, folks, but when you're in debt, you're paying interest on that debt. So you're carrying not only the debt itself, the principal, but the interest that you must pay back. 2 years after the Federal Reserve began hiking interest rates to tame prices, delinquency rates on credit cards and auto loans are the highest in more than a decade. For the first time on record, interest payments on those and other non-mortgage debts are the biggest financial burden of U.S. households as mortgage interest payments. Wow, that's saying a lot. The figures suggest a difficult reality for the millions of consumers who are the engine of the U.S. economy. The era of high borrowing costs, however necessary to slow price increases, has a sting of its own that many families may feel for years to come, especially ones that haven't locked in cheap home loans. And the Fed, which meets next week for a policy decision, doesn't appear poised to cut rates until later in 2024. So you got to pay a 27% interest on a debt, credit card debt. If you don't pay it off, folks, it adds up very quickly. Melody, what do you want to say and take us out?
I hear the music. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Bethann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Bethann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Talking away. I don't know what to say. I'd say it anyway. Today is another day to find you shining away. I'm coming for your love, okay? Take on me.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. 1-800-375-4188 for Discount Gold and Silver. 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com. dgscoins.com. And sign up for the newsletter when you're there. And also you'll get a blog, and it'll keep you up to date with what we're doing. And you'll always be able to send me an email, discountgoldandsilver@yahoo.com. Discount Gold and Silver. Make sure you spell out A-N-D, silver@yahoo.com. You know, Butch, only 28% of the country has saved for retirement.
I believe that.
That's not a whole lot of people.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
And it's, I can't imagine, well, that 28% is probably on getting government checks, I would think. I don't know if that's, but.
Well.
Or the other half, or the other, or the other. I'm sorry, I was reading it backwards. But
that's still, I mean, when you think about it, with the way inflation, especially the last 3-4 years has been, people retired when I did, I semi-retired, I've never, still never fully retired. But when you stop and think about inflation over the last 4 or 5 years, longer than that, but the last 3 years especially, they were doing maybe pretty well 10 years ago when they first retired. Their earnings or what they've saved, whatever, coming in, actually kept them comfortable. But that's a whole lot less than it was back then, Melody. So the dollar doesn't buy as near as much. So even though they did work maybe towards this, they didn't plan on inflation going up to what it did. Of course, no. How do you plan for that? Really, how do you plan for it as far as paper investments? How do you plan for it?
Make sure you have gold and silver. Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
But you know what? You know, they tie it up. Here they have, you have 28% of Americans have nothing saved for their retirement. 39% aren't contributing to a retirement fund. And another 30% don't think they'll ever be able to retire. It's a lot of people.
Yes, it is. Yes,
it a lot is. Of people. And so, I mean, again, they might be getting by okay, but what's going to happen in the future? What's that going to do to this country?
Totally agree.
You're going to have to get rid of those people. They don't have any money to, you know, get by when they can't work anymore, when they go into the nursing home or retire, you know. Here comes another COVID. Another COVID.
Absolutely, only worse. And yeah. and what is paid now on savings accounts? I know that because the interest rates went up, otherwise they'd have too. But is 5% about average for now for savings accounts, or is that
too
high?
I don't think it's that much. Heavens no, you're never going to get what they're actually paying. You're probably getting, you know, maybe you might be getting 1% depending on what bank and how much money you have in there. But
inflation minimum is running 8-10% a year, is it not?
Absolutely.
So if you let's say getting 5%. You're still losing money. You're still losing fast. That's the point I want to make. I don't think it is 5%. I really don't know why it is. I don't keep money in the bank.
Well, I know it's not 5%. I just don't know if it's 1. I don't know if it's under 1. You know, again, lots of times it really depends on how much you have in. The more you have in, the more you know.
So whether it's 401k,
you know,
IRA,
it depends
or
if you have a money market account. I mean, on money market accounts and CDs, yeah, they're probably paying a little bit more than your checking account and so forth. You know, I mean, on a checking account, I doubt you're even getting 0.5%.
I doubt that too. But either way, you're losing money.
You're losing
money. Bank, losing money.
Big time.
So, and what is the premium now? What is the price now on a silver, silver dollar that's going out? The new ones.
What's the new Silver Eagles. Yes. They're close to $31.
Wow. 30,
60.
They were down mm-hmm. under 30 not too long ago.
I tried to keep them under 30 for as long as I could.
Well, again, that's just the sign of the times. So, the silver and gold will continue going up. I don't know how fast. I don't put in numbers, but I look at it from the past in my lifetime mm-hmm. to today, from $35 a year got married to about $2,200 now. That's a large jump in price, is it not, Melody?
It is, very much.
So I wish I would have had some fun back then. I knew what to do with it. But see, I didn't know you and Bob Chapman back then, so anyway. But that's just...
I didn't know you either.
No, you didn't. Had no idea you'd be lucky one day meeting me. But anyway.
How about that?
How about that? So, folks, I'm being serious. We laugh a lot, but this is being serious. Get your money out of paper and put in something tangible that's worth something, that will never go to nothing. Your dollar is going to nothing more every day. What do you think inflation is? That's a devaluation of the dollar. It's not because things are getting scarcer because the dollar just doesn't buy as much. Anyway, another company getting ready to invest in insect food for us. No, not for the insects, for us. Maple Leaf Foods invest in insect company. In insect protein company. Antano Farms, an Ontario-based company that specializes in raising insects for human consumption. Yum, yum, yum. Has received Series A funding from the Canadian meat and poultry company, Maple Leaf Foods. Maple Leaf Foods, a leading poultry and pork processor in Canada, is investing in the insect protein sector. The company is providing Series A funding to Antano Foods, North America's largest farm that raises insects for human consumption. Now let that sink in again. They're not raising for animal feed or for fertilizer. They're raising insects for you and I to eat. They don't want you to have steak or veal or anything else or mutton. They want you to have insects. And Tunnel Farms, according to the press release, was founded in Norwood, Ontario in 2014 by brothers Jared Darren and Ryan Golden. Kind of odd, they got two brothers with different names there. But anyway, the company has grown to 60,000 square feet of production space. It currently supplies its insect protein ingredients to dozens of food companies around the world that seek to meet consumer demand for alternative proteins and more diversity in their diets. Would you like a grasshopper or a cricket for dessert tonight, sir? Companies supplied by Entonimo Farms are incorporating cricket, I didn't make this up, and mealworm ingredients into a wide variety of foods such as protein bars, smoothies, chips, crackers, pasta and pasta sauce, baking mixes, hot dogs, and pet treats. That makes me want supper so bad. I mean, this is actually happening, Bill, as we speak. There are now they have insect farms to raise for food for human consumption. When that was first mentioned several years ago, I didn't give it a whole lot of thought. I didn't think that I knew it would eventually happen. But it happened a lot quicker than I thought it would. And now the WEF wants everybody wants to outlaw the fact that people can raise their own gardens because we're destroying the planet with the carbon footprint by raising your own food. They don't want you to raise your own food. You're going to eat bugs, folks, like your lump. You may not even know you eat it already in your chips and crackers and pasta sauce and hot dogs. You're eating insect protein. I'm not saying whether it's good or bad for you. It just doesn't sound that good to me. What do you think, Melody?
Yum.
I mean, you know, we talked about this a long time ago. And they're making it right now. I'm putting it out on the market worldwide. I don't remember. I never looked. Maybe it's labeled somewhere on the food, insect protein. Do you reckon you'll label insect protein or something else?
Well, I'm sure it'll be something else. It'll be something that people don't know what it is.
Wow. It just amazes me that we have let all this fall in place. One step at a time, an inch at a time, they've taken over. They've done everything they say they're going to do. They're putting us in 15-minute cities. They truly are. They're trying to get you off the highway with anything that runs, especially on gasoline. They want you walking or bicycling. They're telling us this 30 years ago. Everybody laughed about it. It's happening right now. They're literally doing it in cities all over the world. And now we're going to eat bugs.
Well, you know, you can fool, since we're using the word fool a lot today, I was just thinking you can fool some of the people all the time and all of the people some of the time, but you cannot fool all of the people all of the time. That was Abraham Lincoln. So has things changed?
No.
We're past that you can fool some of the people all the time. We're past that. So are we in the all of the people some
I would
of the
say
time?
The majority of the people all the time.
All the time, yeah.
I mean, what can I say? I was fooled.
Yeah.
I thought the greenback was real money. I mean, it's American. We're Americans. We have real money. Gee. U.S. Green Berets are being deployed to Taiwan's front line. What could happen there? U.S. Special Forces now permanently assigned to train Taiwanese troops on an island just 10 kilometers from mainland China. U.S. Special Operations Forces have been permanently assigned to Taiwan's frontline islands, preparing elite Taiwanese units for possible island defense and guerrilla warfare operations against a Chinese invasion. This month, SOFREP reported that U.S. Army SOFs have been deployed to Taiwan for ongoing training under the 2023 National Defense Authorization Act. U.S. troops on Kinmen will be situated just 10 kilometers from mainland China. SOFREP states that U.S. military advisors will take permanent positions at the Taiwanese Army's amphibious command centers in Kinmen and Penghu, conducting regular training exercises alongside Taiwan's elite forces. The collaboration includes training Taiwanese counterparts to use the Black Hornet Nano a compact military unmanned aerial vehicle and creating an operational guidelines and training manuals for the drone. The Taiwanese Aviation and Special Forces Command has proposed acquiring the drone directly from the U.S. through military sales avenues. I can remember, I'm this old, folks, when we sent advisors to Vietnam. The French had pulled out finally. They colonized Vietnam for years. The French had pulled out. We put in advisors. We were not going to send troops over to Vietnam. We were going to send over advisors and trainers to train the South Vietnamese on how to stop the communist Red Horde, they called it. So we sent over teachers. But we never had troops in Vietnam. We never had boots on the ground. We were promised that. I remember that. Now, somebody lied to us, Melody. Can you imagine that?
Imagine that.
Gee. I mean, this is what's happening in front of us as we sit here talking about these things. This is actually happening right now. As we're speaking, this is going on. And I wonder how far this could go. Could it escalate into something even worse? Could we be going into World War III? Is World War III already started?
I think World War III has already started.
I totally agree. And to back that up, you probably all know this. I expect everybody listening to your program knows this because they're on top of things. Macron doubles down on possible NATO deployment in Ukraine ahead of talks to bridge rift with Germany. Folks, if this doesn't kind of make you a little nervous, you're not thinking. French President Emmanuel Macron has doubled down on the possibility of sending troops into Ukraine. Now, what could that mean? Could that mean if they did that, they might be targeted by Russia? France could be targeted by Russia? Wow. A day before a key summit with Germany, which is staunchly opposed to the idea. We cannot exclude options, Macron said in a joint interview with TF1 and France's T2 TV on Thursday, which asked him to revisit controversial comments made in late February. At the time, the French leader refused to rule out the prospective deployment of Western troops in Ukrainian territory, resulting in scorn from Russia and a backlash from Macron's NATO allies. What we are doing is giving ourselves red lines, the French premier contingent on Thursday, in comments translated by CNBC, noting that the international community has placed too many limits in our vocabulary regarding the war. If we decide today to be weak, if, in the face of someone who has no limits, who has crossed all the limits we have given him, if we naively tell him, I will not go further than this or that, then in that moment we don't decide peace, we decide defeat. I see the point this man's making. But I also know that if we put Western troops in Ukraine in battle, this will mean nuclear war with NATO. And now the next article we're going to share, it should make him think even more. This comes from Russian TV of a weatherman. Conditions ideal for nuclear strike on NATO. When Macron wants to put troops in, weathermen on Russian TV said that the weather's perfect for this. Let's bomb them. Melody, should these things at all concern us?
Well, it's just surprising that, you know, when there's usually a little bit, even when we're getting information and we're being fooled, there's still a little bit of truth in there. That's why it's so easy to fool people. There's always a little bit of truth in there. So when you hear these statements and so forth, yeah, there's a little bit of truth in there. And
similar to rat poison, there's a little bit of good food in rat poison, too. You
exactly.
know that, right?
Exactly.
And it tastes good.
And just like that insect does. But,
exactly.
You know, look at what these statements and reports are. And then look at what's going on. It's not a big jump to see that if that happens, where it goes, Putin has already made the comment is stay out. It's not your fight. And he will do what he needs to do.
Yes, he will. And their elections, is there an election this weekend?
Was this today? It was today.
Oh, today? I think it was tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, it's today.
So we
should
know
them.
Well,
I saw him voting this morning. I don't,
I expect you'll win again. I expect you'll win again.
Well, yeah, he's the only one. Inside now, Putin will win. No opposition. Friday, with no winner in doubt, the Kremlin will instead be looking to turn out as a measure of public support for Putin's extended role across the country. So we'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, folks, we're back. Melody went ahead and sipped out the rest of the day. We give her the rest of the day off. Isn't that nice of us? So she's going to take the rest of the weekend off. And I don't know about you all, and not just because I do the program with Melody. It's going to seem funny her not being on the air after the end of the month at a regular time, 4 o'clock. I think she'll do some other things on maybe a different schedule. But I'm going to miss hearing Melody on the radio and her faithfulness to always be there to share and try to help people all she could. She's got one of the biggest hearts anybody met in my life. She really does. And so I had to add that to that. I'm gonna miss doing shows with her. I'm going to miss hearing her on the radio. All right, back to the article I mentioned a minute ago. I just mentioned about Prime Minister Macron said he may want to send French troops to Ukraine. Well, like I just said, a Russian weatherman on Russian TV said conditions are ideal for a strike on NATO, nuclear strike on NATO. Russian President Vladimir Putin told Western countries late February at the annual State of the Union address that they risk provoking a nuclear war if they sent troops to fight in Ukraine. Russian weatherman Evgeny Tiskovets told media anchor and Putin-backed propagandist Vladimir Sugarov the conditions are ideal for a nuclear strike on member countries of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO. Vladimir Sokolov has been an anchor on the television show Evening with Vladimir Sokolov on Russian One since 2012. Journalist Julia Davis, who is the creator of the Russian Media Monitor Watchdog Organization, posted a clip of Sokolov talking with Tiskovets on his show on X, formerly Twitter, on Friday. Meanwhile, in Russia, Turkovas told Vladimir Sokolov that this weather is ideal for conducting nuclear strikes against NATO countries. You will never see a weather report like this anywhere in the world. Most importantly, you should clearly say how our missiles can precisely strike NATO targets and that the weather won't get in their way. Despite the challenging meteorological conditions, the missiles reached their targets. The avant-garde struck. Paris is on fire, several said in a clip, according to translation by Russian maneuver monitor. So he's already saying and making poking fun at the fact that Paris is on fire, we hit him. I just told you Macron will send troops to Ukraine. This gentleman is saying, well, Paris is on fire. Today, the weather is ideal for conducting nuclear strikes against NATO countries. Tuskovits responded, the air currents are directed in non-traditional ways, not from the west to the east, but from the east to the west. The radioactive clouds will travel towards those countries that are sending arms and mercenaries to fight against our army. He added, the death of our guys shouldn't be the price of victory. We should move up to a higher level of escalation. We should move up to a higher level of escalation. I don't know. Maybe they're just blowing smoke. Maybe just like a couple of schoolboys boasting about who can take who. I don't know. But we have powers, world powers, going back and forth like this. To me, it should be taken seriously. I don't think it's something that any of us should take lightly, that we never know, seriously don't know now, what could happen tomorrow. Ever since I've been a little boy, we're worried about the nuclear bomb. They used to teach in a school to, if you see the blast, just duck under your desk and cover your head. I mean, that was stupid. We know that, but we didn't know at the time. But if you see a mushroom cloud, duck under your desk. Like that's going to save you. But that's what they told us to do. And back then, they were talking about, of course, having civil air shelters and different things. And people still have them today. And they have them all over Russia for the people. Russian government built them for the people. We don't have them here. But the chances now of nuclear war, I think, are the highest they've been in my lifetime, bar none. To give you an idea again of the mindset of some people in Israel, they call themselves Jews, which are not. A rabbi said, don't leave. This is from a rabbi. Don't leave a soul alive. Israeli rabbi calls to genocide Gaza. Says Torah demands killing babies. Mass killings of Palestinians in Gaza Strip is permissible according to the halakhic principle, said head of the Jewish religion schools in occupied Jaffa, reportedly says. Israel's top rabbi in Haifa, Elihu Mali, on Thursday issued a call to genocide all Palestinians in Gaza and said the Torah demands the killing of men, women, children, and babies. Israeli journalist David Sheen reports Israel's top rabbi in Jaffa calls it to genocide Gaza. Don't leave a soul alive. Not only 14, 16-year-old lads, also the next generation and those who create the future generation. Ask babies too. He responds, same thing. You can't outsmart the Torah. I don't know what to add to that. What do you really say about it? When people are that callous. Yes, there are examples in the Bible. Sodom and Gomorrah. Yeah. Jericho. When everything in was killed. I realize that. And should this be the same scenario for Gaza and Hamas? Hamas is a terrorist group. They should be stopped. But the folks, there's so much going on behind the scenes that we don't know about, that I don't trust either side for a good morning. Hamas presents ceasefire proposal detailing exchange of hostages and prisoners. Hamas has presented Gaza ceasefire proposal to mediators in the U.S. It includes the release of Israeli hostages in exchange for freedom for Palestinian prisoners, 100 of whom are serving life sentences, according to the proposal sent by Reuters. Hamas said the initial release of Israelis would include women, children, elderly, and ill hostages in return for the release of 700 to 1,000 Palestinians held in Israeli prisons, according to the proposal. The release of Israeli female recruits is included also. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said on Thursday, a new Gaza truce proposal presented by Hamas to mediators was still based on unrealistic demands. Now, I don't pretend to know what demands they need. I have no idea what that would be. I don't know what Israel expects. I don't know what they want all the way. But I would think, now if this is me, and I'm not a nation leader, I'm not a military leader of any kind, but I would think after 30,000 dead, and most of them innocent bystanders, that should maybe call for a ceasefire. I think if there's any lesson to be learned here by any group, that by now Hamas and others will learn the lesson. I would think so. So you just tell me what you think from beyond that. I don't know. I wish I could tell you all the answers to that. I don't have all those answers. I haven't been trained in that. But is there a limit to where you say we punished enough for what they've done to us? Are they willing to throw the whole world into chaos? Well, obviously that they are. Folks, I keep telling you this. Prepare yourselves, basically, first of all, spiritually. Make sure, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that you've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. Forgiven for your sins and made part of the family of God. Make sure that be out of everything else. Then prepare yourself for what's coming physically, with what you might need to survive on. Do that. Don't wait. Do that. And mentally prepare yourself in your mind. The Bible says to renew your mind. Renew your mind in the Word of God. So mentally you'll be prepared to handle what we're going to see in the future in this country. And I do believe very, very, very near future. I know y'all know what's happened down in Haiti. Well, four criminals who may soon rule Haiti. Wannabe rapper, two ex-cops, and voodoo believer. Four fearsome gang leaders are now jousting with one another to take control of Haiti, and Prime Minister Ariel Henry agreed to resign on Monday following a violent criminal insurrection. Haiti's Prime Minister Ariel Henry tendered his resignation on Monday following a criminal insurrection, which plunged his country into anarchy. However, despite achieving what they said they set out to do, the country's gangs show no sign of relenting. Notorious mobster Barbecue told W Radio, "We are going to continue the fight for Haiti's liberation." Now there are four gang members jostling to leave Haiti, including Barbecue, elsewhere a wannabe rapper, and another corrupt ex-copper, and a man who worships Haitian voodoo, sometimes spelled different, are vying for control. Yeah, rumba thugs, rumba gangs. Could it happen here? Yes, it will happen here eventually at the rate we're going. Florida deploys officers and fleet to halt potential Haitian influx. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is deploying 250 law enforcement officers and air and sea fleet to Florida's southern waters to help curb a potential wave of Haitian immigrants. Haiti has spiraled after weeks of chaos and violence, with gangs controlling 80% of the capital and large swaths of the countryside, forcing tens of thousands of people from their homes. Prime Minister Ariel Henry stepped down on Tuesday to make way for a transitional government. The U.S. has now, and U.S. and other countries have evacuated non-essential embassy personnel. No state has done more to supplement the undersourced U.S. Coast Guard's interdiction efforts. We cannot have illegal aliens coming to Florida, DeSantis said in a statement on Tuesday, and I agree with him. Good for him. And two more articles here. I do want to share a good news article, but I thought this next article was kind of telling everything. Fire Department of New York, FDNY chief, vows to hunt down own employees who booed Attorney General Loretta James. A New York Fire Department top official vowed to hunt down pro-Trump staffers who were caught on video booing New York Attorney General Loretta James during a Thursday ceremony. Bits is investing this so they will figure out who the members are, FDNY Chief of Department John Hodges warned employees via email, referring to the Department of Bureau of Investigation. I recommend they come forward. I have been told by the commissioner it will be better for them if they come forward and we don't have to hunt them down. The email continues. The deputy chief shall direct the captain of the company to make a list of those who came forward and send directly to FDNY Corporation. I realize members might not come forward, but they should know that there's a clear video of the entire incident and they'll be contacted by bits if they don't. So they're threatening their own, they're threatening the fire workers, fire department workers, for booing James. What happened to the idea of freedom of speech and freedom of expression? What happened to that? You tell me. In a way of a short good news story, I thought this is a blessing. That's what the title is. That's a blessing. Wisconsin barber tipped $1,000 by preacher. The huge gift came unexpectedly with a $30 haircut from Chris Davis at the Mikasa Beauty Salon in Wasaska, Wisconsin. According to Davis, his schedule was perfect. It was completely full last Saturday, but he squeezed in his walk-in client once he learned he was a preacher. I asked him what he was doing. He had a suit on, the barber told WJCL. I assumed he had a wedding or something. However, the man said he was actually about to head over to St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital in Chicago, Illinois, to pray with the children. The haircut took just 10 minutes, and the consumer left soon after. Davis did not see the $1,000 tip. It was too late to thank him. My heart dropped right away, and I wish I could have gone out and thanked him, but he was already gone, he said to the outlet. A tip like that is so unheard of. You know, that's just a blessing right there, he added. Davis had been working at the salon for 9 years and says he just likes making people feel good. Well, God bless both of them for that. I mean, that's wonderful. Folks, we're down to the last minute and a half, so I'm just going to add this. We're getting down to the last broadcast, obviously, with Melody and Discount Gold and Silver at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. What you going to do after this? I don't know myself. She has planned maybe to air a couple programs. I don't know where or how. That's really up to her. But I know you all appreciate her. Maybe we'll call and thank you for all the years of service. If you want to do that, or call and ask her some questions about how you prepare yourself for what's coming. But call up at 800-375-4188. I'm sure Carla or somebody answer the phone. If you want to speak to Melody personally, ask Carla to transfer you or have Melody call you back. But I think she deserves a few accolades for her loyalty to everybody out there. 800-375-4188. And call her and ask what you need to do to protect yourself for what's coming. I am not prophesying anything, but as a prophet of the New Testament, I say that I am. Because I can read the Bible, tell you what's happening in the world, and tie it into the prophecy that's already been prophesied. I prophesy the future by the prophecies in the Bible and events. So I'm a New Testament prophet in that sense. And we are in, I do believe, I don't want to say I pray I'm wrong, but I don't. God's will be done. This could be a very interesting time before election, if we have an election. All I can tell you is, as somebody cares in Christ, prepare yourself as best you can, in every way you can. But most of all, make sure that you're all right with Christ, all right with God Almighty, through His Son Christ. Because no matter what, we're going to die one day. Whether it be in a nuclear blast or old age laying in bed somewhere, your time on earth is limited. I don't care whether you're 10 years old or 100 years old. Your time is limited, and nobody's promised tomorrow. Nobody. No one. Anywhere. So I ask you to prepare yourselves, folks, and give Melody a call at 800-375-4188. By the grace of God, we'll see you on Monday. Goodbye.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me